ran towards the high jump and leaped over the bear as he landed on the mat. He knew that he had jumped much higher than anyone easy in his class. That was the best jump so far, so as his friend said, "You're going to be the champ again this year." "Yes, I think I am," replied Kier. "No one at school can jump that high." Mrs. Turley called to the boy who was last to have this turn. His name was Michael, and he had only just come over the school. Shani and Kerr watched as he stood up and stared at the bird for a few moments. Very slowly, the new boy sizes himself up on his toes and took a deep breath. Then he approached the bear with several long strides and leaped over it easily. "Well," said Shani, "did you see that, Kim? He jumped as high as you did." "That was extreme, Michael," said Mrs. Plangip. "It's over with. That you've done the high jump before." "Michael Guinness, I was the champ as my last school," he replied. Kier began to feel worried. He had been expecting to win easily, but now he would have to compete against Guinness. Michael and the bear would be racist.